What can you tell me about Walker Mile?
Walker Mile is an endeavour I undertook in 2011. I started out from Edinburgh, walking around the edge of the UK to highlight the experience of people with mental health problems. The idea of walking around the edge of the UK is that where people with mental health problems often feel they are, they feel they're on the edge. I'm doing it with no money because I want to demonstrate that the people of the UK are kind, hospitable, trusting and trustworthy. And so far, they haven't proved me wrong. What I like to think of it as is breaking down stigma one conversation at a time.
Why do you think it's important to go out and do this?
Because I think stigma is, for me, I've been a social worker for 20 years, and I thought that stigma is still rife. I told some of my colleagues that I had borderline personality disorder, and they backed away from me as if I'd sort of set fire to them. So stigma is still rife. So I thought it was really important to just go out there and I suppose normalise mental health, have a conversation about mental health. Also, it was important to me, and I use the term recovery quite loosely, in that I had to look back and think, well, what am I good at? I'm good at walking, I can talk, I can write, and I can get on with folk. And so those things combined came up with a walk around the edge of the UK. The final thing that really drew me into it was the fact there had been a programme on Radio 4 saying that 90% of people would never invite somebody with a mental health problem into their home. And I thought, yeah, right, bugger that. I think I've demonstrated that sort of hundreds of times. People have just invited me, a guy who looks like a bouncer in a skirt.
And today's conference is obviously all about, you know, human rights for people with mental health problems. What actions, as an activist, do we still need to take?
I think regarding human rights, I don't know how useful it. I think it's about normalising people with mental health problems. I think the best thing you could do in a situation like this is get a bunch of people who define themselves as normal, ask them what's important to them, and then say what's important to people with mental health problems, and should that be any different? And you know, we should all have a right to a life. Okay, it's a bit more complicated, I think, if you've got a mental health problem. Say when I was working as a social worker, we talked about making reasonable adjustments in the workplace. To this day, I couldn't quite work out how that could be done in a way that cost them no money at all, which is what they wanted to do. So I think, you know, it's about looking at every facet of people's lives and seeing how we can include people with mental health problems in every area of life, from education to leisure to family to employment to benefits, all of it.